Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, I Have Seen the Lord, and the scripture is from the Gospel of John.
Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she bent over the tomb into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was a gardener and said to him, Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him and I will take him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. He said to her, Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary went and announced to the disciples, I've seen the Lord, and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. For me, I've seen the Lord is a much loved phrase, and I've used it for sermons and projects all through a lifetime. As I was preparing for this date a few days ago, the phrase was very much on my mind, and I was driving out of a parking lot on the way to an appointment when I stopped at a pedestrian crossing as two teenagers, or even younger, were crossing. The boy slowly riding his bicycle, and what looked like his younger sister following him as best she could. The girl was a beautiful child, but staggering under the burden of cerebral palsy. My mind immediately went back to the memory of an old friend with the same affliction, whom I had known during the 60s. When I worked in campus ministry. Art was a well-known fixture at Portland State University and later in downtown Portland in Oregon. Art had a great sense of humor and was very intelligent and convinced that his disability would not separate him from the very best that life had to offer, and indeed he made good on it. Religiously, he was culturally Protestant with some agnostic overtones, but he was always fascinated with theological questions and values. He would regularly attack some of the theological position and try to put me on the spot, the defensive. More positively, he was challenging me to live up to the standards and possibilities of one who, by his very role as a priest, should be live as a Christian standard. Art was a real challenge. So as I think of the phrase, I've seen the Lord, my attention goes back to people who have been helpful in this process, sometimes in unexpected ways. Art completed his degree at the university and then went on to teach in high schools how to work with peoples with disabilities. I'm sure this was a real surprise and a great benefit to the students. Later, I heard that he had set up some sort of informal office in downtown where he helped street people deal with paperwork that they would need to gain assistance and other things. Although he could not write, he could punch the computer and make use of his abilities and experience and intelligence in some very helpful ways. And he also was very free to call upon his friends. Sometimes too free, we thought, but that was his delight. He could bring a great sense of humor and profound intelligence to the most important problems. Now, through the years, I've learned not to just celebrate Easter through the nice and happy moments of the celebration, but also to open up the depths of greater mystery as I see it expressed in the actual lives of people. I would not want to exclude those who question us and challenge us to live more completely the life of faith, which we've renewed during this Holy Easter season. After all the busyness of Lent and the Holy Week celebrations, it could be good to spend some time just enjoying some well-deserved rest. But if you and I might truly see the Lord, it might be good to focus some of what I will call our Easter energy on the people in our lives who call us beyond our normal patterns of behavior. In a lifetime, the Lord blesses and confronts us with ever so many people who stretch our comfort zone and challenge us to expand our lives. No, I've seen the Lord stays with me and provokes the possibility that my life can be much more than I have been making of it. So in these Easter days, as we trace the pattern of our salvation in the death, the life, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, we might open the doors of our imaginations and see, as if for the first time, the richness of life all around us, the very reflection of God's own gracious beauty in our brothers and sisters, sometimes in those with disabilities or difficult personalities. Mary Magdalene is blinded by her sorrow, but she listens. Woman, why are you weeping? She answers in sorrow and confusion, thinking that she was speaking to a gardener. Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him. And Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which means teacher, opening up a whole new discovery of love and adoration. Too often I've not risked the full potential of opening myself so that I can see the true wonder and beauty of another person. As a priest in the helping profession, I can be a bit too guarded over what people might ask for and miss the opportunity of really seeing. Yes, often I can do little to heal or answer the needs of another person, especially in those big questions. But I can reflect back to them the beauty and goodness that they are showing as they struggle to bring balance, avoid suffering, or to try to gather the courage they need to really advance in their lives. If I'm not too cautious, I can be present with encouragement and admiration for the beauty that is taking place before my eyes. I can see the Lord at work in you. Art died a few years ago, and a friend sent me a segment that one of the TV stations did to mark his departure from the Portland scene. Art propelled himself backward on his cart, which was his usual way of transportation, and his head rolled on his shoulders, and he gave a great big smile, and then pushed himself along the path by the river and off into the distance. A beautiful and touching piece of camera work. Goodbye, my dear friend. And as Art fades from view, I must say that in this most remarkable and courageous person, I have seen the Lord. Art called us to a new level of care and consciousness that played out his all-too-evident needs for all to see. And in the process, his intelligence and humor and great heart and spirit was displayed for all of us to learn the beauty of the life he has made. And as I spend my life as a priest, I have to say that it is in people like Art that I encounter all that is finest among our human beings. And with a great and surprising sense of thanksgiving, I may say, I have seen the Lord. May this Easter season cause you blessings and rejoice, and the people who have enriched your lives, may they be touched in the very same way, as in them you may speak out with care and love. I'm seeing the Lord. Happy Easter. Mm-hmm.